Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very happy to be joined by my guest, Paul Danz. He's an accomplished attorney, former Trump administration official, and the driving force behind Project 2025. He's now running for U.S. Senate in South Carolina to unseat Lindsey Graham. You can follow Paul Danz on X at Danz for Senate, pauldanz.com. He's also on Facebook, Paul Danz for U.S. Senate. That's his YouTube channel as well. And he's on Truth at Paul Danz for U.S. Senate, all spelled out. Mr. Danz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Harrison, great to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is mine, and of course, you are running in probably one of the most important races in America right now. Just let's start off with the pitch. Why choose you over, beloved patriot Lindsey Graham?
Let's stop World War III. Let's get this Senate seat, rip it out of the hands of the deep state and put it back in the hands of the people. Look, I'm a guy who, I'm a pure-blooded deplorable, if you will. One of the many of us who came from the working class stock and when, you know, my family went off and fought these wars only to see us degraded, the whole globalization. I'm fighting to get America back, to make South Carolina first again, get it out of the hands of this globalist warmonger, this childless weirdo, and really start building for a 21st century healthy South Carolina.
Well, and I hope the sarcasm came across, because it's hard to believe that somebody like Lindsey Graham actually represents the great state of South Carolina. How has Lindsey Graham maintained such a position in the U.S. Senate? How has he retained his seat for so long when he seems to be on the wrong side of just about every topic from the point of view of a Republican, conservative like myself? How has he managed to retain hold on this seat, and how do you plan to break that hold?
Right. He is the uniparty senator from Ukraine, maybe slash Israel. Yeah. I'm running to be the Republican senator from South Carolina. How's he held on to power? Look, the guy's been there 32 years, and he is essentially blackmailed. I think that at the end of the day, many of the people in Washington are corrupted, and this is maybe the worst of them. But there's a basically...
I'm sorry, we're you're breaking up a little bit there. Sorry, we lost your Zoom. Crew, if you can tell me if we're reconnected, make sure we have him on so I can ask him next. All right, yeah, we lost you there for just a second. But yeah, he's had this stranglehold. And I don't want to spend too much time on the Iran war. I want to get to your domestic policies, but obviously Lindsey Graham is a major war hawk. That's what a lot of people like myself don't like about him, amongst other things. But that's, one of the primary objections we have. What is your opinion on the Iran war, the direction that it's going, and importantly, Lindsey Graham's, encouragement of this and cheering for this for his entire career?
Well, I was never a fan of this war. I did not vote for Mark Levin to be president of the United States. I believe this entire thing was engendered by bad people around President Trump. Look, we elected him to be the commander in chief. And the reality is that we have major battles here to fight at home. I mean, China, the more we stretch ourselves out around the world, the more susceptible we come here at home. And, that's really the case. Look at the farmland, for example. There's 44,000 acres in South Carolina owned beneficially by the communist Chinese. So let's focus on home and let's stop running around with these endless foreign wars. That's certainly why we put Donald Trump back in for 4 more years.
Well, that's exactly right, and that explains a lot of the disappointment and feeling of betrayal that a lot of us on the MAGA side of things feel. And Lindsey Graham has been, a big part of that. And again, it's not even that I care that much about what's going on in the Middle East. It's that I see us focusing on that while at home. The story today: America's new retirement age is 85, even though the average age of death in America is 79. How is our retirement age 6 years older than our average age of death? It means we're working people to death. I mean, how do we solve these problems? How do we solve these intractable, long-running societal ills that are going totally unaddressed by the current slate of Republicans?
Yeah, that's right. When Lindsey Graham went to Washington, the debt was $5 trillion. Now it's $39 trillion. These endless wars, we plundered all of our riches, the ability to have actually a great life here at home, and people retiring on time. We have to grow the economy, but we have to build back by investing ourselves. No more $300 billion to Ukraine and another $50 billion. No, we're going to put it back to work here at home in the public schools. Building the roads back in South Carolina, giving our kids a shot at this 21st century economy after AI, tech schools. I want shop class back in every middle school in South Carolina. They don't even teach kids to work with their hands anymore. So we're going to build the next generation of electricians, of advanced robotic technicians. We're going to do that in a way that gives people a chance of the future. And we're also going to really build a 21st century agricultural economy in South Carolina. That's going to be done. I'm proposing a 21st Century Homesteading Act to put our next generation back on the land.
That's a very interesting idea. I'd like to hear more about that. But overall, how do you think we can get this done? Because myself, I'm one of them. I know a lot of people out there have been so disappointed by Trump and so disappointed by the current class of Republicans. Because you can blame everything on Trump, but I mean, the Republicans are right there. They haven't passed anything that we want them to pass. They've not done the SAVE Act. I mean, they haven't achieved anything for us. And so a lot of people are looking around and going, I'm not going to vote for the Republicans anymore. They keep lying to me. Now, I've said, you know, I think the right person comes along, I'm happy to vote Republican. But I understand people feeling betrayed at this point. What do you say to people who think that voting is no longer even a viable option for saving this country?
Well, I'm here to break the system. This is the only way we can do it right now in the current constructs of Republican and Democrat. But I'm not your country club of Republican. I'm a guy who's America first and found his way believing in Trump that he was going to do these things. But we have to go for the next generation of fighter, and I'm a proven one. Look, we can do it. Look, everyone listening to this, you got to support people like me out here fighting. So you can go to pauldance.com. But the most important thing is the youth have to vote. Right? I'm standing up for this next generation, and people are saying, well, they don't vote, but they can vote right now. And that's the important thing. June 9th, Lindsey Graham is in major trouble. This is a jungle primary, and the top two people will advance. So he is at 41%, and there's all likelihood going to be a runoff. But right now, it's important that we get the messaging out there. Look, I'm here to really break the system and put us back in control of the U.S. Senate.
That's absolutely what we need, because even if Republicans win, the American people need representation that right now is totally lacking. So June 9th is the primary day. How can people contribute to you? How can people vote early? Like, for people in South Carolina that want to vote for you, or people around the country that want to see Lindsey Graham kicked out on his butt, how can they help and how can they vote for you?
Yeah, well, look, it's pauldans.com. You can follow us at Dans for Senate. But what I'm really proposing is to break the system. Like, we got to bring the Sacklers in for justice, the opioid crisis. I want to string up, Fauci. He's a criminal. And this is what I'm going to go after. So this is not just for South Carolina. This is for all the patriots across the land. So all hands have to be on deck to get this done. But we're in a position now where we can win this. There are 62 days to this election. And, you know, go and donate. Chip in $20. This is an investment in your future. You're already paying for it at the gas pump every time you fill up now. It's another $20, $35. Chip in $20 for my campaign. We're going to take Lindsey out. We're going to focus on our country once again.
Absolutely. And again, you know, There's a lot of good people running around the country right now, but not all of them have your experience and your expertise, your wealth of knowledge, and cursus honorum. Right, the path you've taken to get here is very impressive. And just to let people know, you were a graduate of MIT with degrees in economics and city planning. You went to the University of Virginia School of Law, built a successful commercial litigation practice in New York City. Sounds like you're doing pretty well for yourself. You really want to give all that up to go hang out with the weirdos in DC, Paul?
Well, I gave it up actually 10 years ago. Look, this is about survival of our republic. There's been a white genocide, okay? Yeah. There has been a systematic ability to not only take down our republic from without, you know, the borders, but also within. The Chinese communists have come in, bought our land. Meanwhile, people are being poisoned. So I'm going to stop this. I'm going to be the guy who gets us the answers in Washington, who puts these people on the hot seat. But more than that, puts money back in the pockets of American families. I'm a dad of five, and I have a stake in the future. No more of this fake and gay stuff, you know, to have a weirdo wandering around Disney World and calling for nuclear annihilation in Iran. This is just absurd. So we have to start back with putting people who are living family value lives. And that's what I struggle and I live up to every day as you know, a Christian believer, but who is someone who benefited greatly from all the shared sacrifice of 250 years of generations. This is the point where patriots have to stand up. So I'm asking the folks out there, go to pauldance.com, get behind our campaign, but get the word out too. This is an information war. It's a catchy title. We can't trust what's coming out of Washington right now. But when you get Paul Danz in the Senate, you will get to the bottom of this stuff. I'm going to release the Kennedy papers, the last 10,000 docs. I'm going to get to the bottom of the UAPs. I'm going to get you Fauci on the silver platter, because this is what we have to do. Otherwise, this whole country is crumbling. And it's gone on too long. This is really the 11th hour.
It really is. And when you bring up people like Fauci, or I would throw in anybody in the Russiagate collusion, it's like we've got a backlog of justice to achieve, justice to dispense. And every day it seems like we're adding more names. It's like we got a lot of work ahead of us. And all of this is very serious. But if we can just take a moment, you brought it up. What was he doing at Disney World? Do you have any idea? I mean, you got any sources? What the heck Lindsey Graham is doing? Lone man, no children, wandering around Disney World with a fairy wand. I mean, what's he up to, Paul?
I'm a dad of five. I have four daughters. You know, my eldest is 12. They've actually outgrown their Disney princess phase. So when this is the U.S. Senator, it's in your face, I think. I mean, Alex and you all would probably have better theories about what's going on. But at this point, he's untouchable. To do something like that is just kind of showing that there's impunity. Look, they're kind of, you know, out there celebrating a globalist touchdown. And what do you do when you've cooked up another endless war in the Middle East? You go and celebrate at Disney World.
It's his Super Bowl.
I mean, look, it is the neocon Super Bowl. Yeah. And but, you know, thank God that there's people, you know, like Alex, like Tucker, this entire kind of right-thinking right that is beginning to stand up and say, no mas, we're not doing this anymore. And, yeah, you know, for those of us on the ground, I've committed to it. I was, one of President Trump's killers in the first term. That's where I got to where I was, because I used my MIT problem solving with my Virginia law acumen and just kind of this hard-headed, uncuckable, right, is the phrase. Like, I do not bend, and I stick with the principles. And that's what Project 2025 was intended to be. It was a plan to make sure the next time we got power, we were ready to use it, and basically getting the entire conservative right to ready to roll day one. And I think President Trump has used it, but the reality is there's bad people who make their way into the system, and the patriots are outnumbered right now on the field.
Absolutely.
Particularly the U.S. Senate.
Yep. And again, it's like, you know, sure, they do some things that maybe aren't for American interests. I wouldn't care that much if things were great here at home. If we were, you know, living large and not having to work, sure, go to war overseas. What is it? You know, go kidnap the president of Venezuela. Sounds fun. But it's like we've got these massive existential problems here that are going totally unaddressed. Project 2025 was a really brilliant blueprint for saving this country. That was actually going to be my next question. How would you grade, the Trump administration's second term on how they've employed 2025? What do you think it's going to take to get us back on track?
Well, if it was a NASCAR race, I'd say right now they're kind of in the back part of the field. We still have a lot of laps to go, but it's time to get real here. Mm-hmm. Look, I think it was a great plan out of the gate, and it gave people directional. I salute President Trump and his team for going the right direction, but it can't just be performative. We have to nail these things down. We've lost a lot of time on the clock with Pam Bondi and the like. So let's get the orange jumpsuits going. You know, let's actually see some justice. But more than that, look, this is going to snap back twice as hard if we're not serious. The Democrats are coming hard. We know that. I, as a guy who was under the gun there when they had control of the House, it's very difficult to get anything done. So that makes it particularly acute. Look, in South Carolina, we have the worst roads in the country. Our schools are falling apart. And we have a senator who's there committing, wants to go home only to bring boys and girls to go fight on foreign battlefields. That's the only reason he comes back to South Carolina. And, meanwhile, we suffer these indignities. What we see this past Easter, with them shutting out the patriarch from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, these are things we just can't stand for anymore. So there comes a time where you stand and deliver, or you just give up. And we have to fight. This is what our relatives, our ancestors did. We have no other choice.
Absolutely. And again, you see Lindsey Graham make some of these statements that he's made where he said, like, verbatim, he's been like, yeah, I'm going to send South Carolinians to go die for Israel. And it's like, how does anybody fall for this? And clearly it's because he's got the approval of the establishment. He's got the approval of the Uniparty. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. But it's about breaking that and showing that we can break that. And what I don't understand is, as you point out, Democrats are open about what they plan. They plan to arrest people who collaborated with Trump. So what I don't understand is, okay, if you're Lindsey Graham or any of these other rhinos, sure, you might look at Harrison Smith, some dude from Texas, and say, who cares what he thinks? But do they not care about preserving their own life, preserving their own legacy? I mean, do they not understand what the Democrats are planning for them? And how can I make an argument better than just showing a video of Keith Ellison or J.B. Pritzker saying, we're throwing them all in prison? It's like, how do they not get the severity of the situation we're in, I guess, is my question.
Well, I think, God bless us, 250 years from now, when we still have the American Republic, they're going to use the name Lindsey Graham like they used the name Benedict Arnold. The man is a traitor against this great republic. And you see that J6, this man, this lunatic, was walking around telling the Capitol Police they should have shot more J6 protesters in the head. Yeah. That's why they had the guns. This is the first guy to cut bait on Trump and say, I'm out, count me out. So I guess he's planning to skate away from this. But we've all seen this act one too many times. And that's South Carolina. It's finally enough. But, he has managed with the trillions that flow through the federal government to get a really hook on a lot of people. And that's why it's really incumbent that we stand up as American patriots, individuals. I'm a strong believer in the Second Amendment. Without that, we don't have the First Amendment. And the First Amendment is what this very show is based on. They tried to pull the plug on Alex. They tried to pull the plug on everybody else. They are going to set themselves on deplatforming us, basically taking, debanking us, taking our free speech away, taking our guns away. This is what's coming, folks. I know they say this is the truth of every next election, but this one is particularly, if we give Lindsey Graham another 6 years in the U.S. Senate, he will lead us off a cliff. And he's just dead set on kinetic war. There's a whole group of them that are kind of committed to, I don't know, rebuilding the Third Temple. Well, look, the Third Temple was rebuilt. It's called Jesus Christ, right? Our Lord and Savior. And, he tore down the temple and rebuilt it in 3 days. And that's my theology. So as far as making this into a religious war, no, the religious war is living good here at home. It's like getting rid of the enemies, the snakes within us, casting them out from the U.S. borders, and actually making this the new Jerusalem, the land of milk and honey.
You're exactly right. And of course, the response you'll get to things like that, because I get it too. I've been talking about the red heifer sacrifice in the Third Temple forever, because they talk about it. And so the response I get from people online is, they go, sure, you're rambling about this crazy temple stuff. It's like, I don't know, Benjamin Netanyahu is saying it. Well, I'm supposed to just ignore it? So it's this weird dichotomy where, because we think it's weird and go, we don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to go to war to start some apocalyptic, like eschatology. I don't know any of this stuff. I don't like it. And it shouldn't be deciding our war agenda. Are you kidding me? And then people turn around and go, wow, you're crazy for thinking that. No, they're the crazy ones for trying to actually start a war over this. and people need to be aware of it and speak out against it. I feel the same way. You mentioned white genocide. Why are people afraid of saying this? Why are people afraid of saying, hey, it's wrong to deliberately eradicate a race? Everybody agrees with this, but we're not allowed to say it because we're white and white people are being targeted. I mean, how do we break through people's own like self-imposed fear of talking about this stuff that's very real?
Well, the phrase is courage begets courage. You know, it takes a few strong men to stand up and people get in line and find their own sea legs. And that's what I'm doing. You know, it's just intuitive. I grew up on the shoulders of giants, these men in my family. My grandfather was a merchant marine. He sailed in the Murmansk run, probably the deadliest convoy, you know, in those Liberty ships. They were sitting ducks, essentially. But, you know, these were the kind of the role models I came up with. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let this country go down and hand it over to this kind of communist clown globalist elite. But look, I've been at the top. I've swum with those sharks, and I know how to speak their language. I know their game plan. I've fought them at the top levels of corporate law in the Chevron Ecuador case, and they can be beat. That's the bottom line. You know, we have right on our side, we have God on our side, and we actually have the majority of Americans on our side. It's about getting out of your armchair, getting a little bit uncomfortable, saying things that are basically going to say, yeah, you know, he's actually right when he says that. And that's what it's incumbent on all of us to do.
And it really is powerful, isn't it? Because when you look at somebody like Lindsey Graham, or you look at any of these organizations, the ADL, whatever, you know, they'll brag about, we have hundreds of people on our payroll working 24/7 to look after this stuff. And yet, really, if you look at the polls, I mean, today there's a poll for the first time maybe ever, America's views of Israel have gone negative. And this is because we have truth on our side. We don't have all of the money or all of the systems or all of the establishment, you know, levers to pull. But it turns out you don't need anything if you have the truth. The truth alone sort of overpowers all of that stuff, all of the money and all of the endorsements. And the truth really is the secret weapon at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the light. So he will overcome anything. I think that we have to realize that we're in this information war. But again, you know, they do have the high ground right now, but we can take it back. We did that. They had us locked down, counted out basically during COVID, and we fought our way out of it. Yeah. And this is what we've done as a country for 200 years. But you just have to start with what's around you and just kind of build out from there. But it's really incumbent, you know, again, this isn't South Carolina's problem. Lindsey Graham's America's problem. This is a guy who basically rules the roost in the Senate for the Democrats. He is a uniparty elite. He's the reason we don't have the SAVE Act. He's doing all this performative stuff like he's actually for it. They're just completely kind of trying to swindle the kind of Fox News watching crowd that, you know, wants to believe. Look, we all want to believe there's people in Washington working in our best interest, but they're demons out there, folks. And this is a spiritual war. So if you're going to send, I'm putting on the battle. I was given the name Paul and a calling, essentially, to do this work. And that's why I will be bold and get out there. And I'm asking you to put your faith in me and support us.
Well, I wish I lived in South Carolina and could vote for you. All I can do is endorse you and try to encourage all freedom lovers there in the great state of South Carolina to vote for Paul Dans. You can follow Mr. Dans at Dans for Senate on X, pauldans.com. You can find him on Facebook or YouTube at Paul Dans for U.S. Senate. And he's on Truth at Paul Dans for U.S. Senate. But there he is on X at Dans for Senate. Thank you so much for coming on with us, sir. We'd love to get an update from you prior to the June 9th primary, just to get you over the finish line. And we're watching your race with bated breath, hoping against hope that you can kick out despicable warmonger Lindsey Graham.
It's going to happen. Keep the faith. Great to be with you, Harrison.
Thank you so much. All right. Paul Dans, everybody. Dans for Senate on X. Paul Dans. .com on Facebook, Paul Dans for U.S. Senate. And again, Lindsey Graham, if there's one swamp creature that we want to, I'll be nice, get out of the swamp. I'll just say we want to get him out of the swamp, is how I'll put it. Lindsey Graham's the guy, and Paul Danz is the man for the hour. Now, when we get back on the other side, we'll be joined by Lebanon John. He has just been in contact with some people from Iran, and we'll get you an on-the-ground report.
We have it all. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, procardiovascular, and ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylene.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.